Good Monday morning, church. It is great to be with you today, and we'll be beginning at 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verses 1 through 25. Again, God's saving word for this week is spiritual renewal, and in this passage of Scripture, the Apostle Paul discusses glossolalia, speaking in tongues. Paul encourages the proclaiming of God's message to edify the community and serve the common good. So let's begin 1 Corinthians chapter 14. It is love, then, that you should strive for. Set your hearts on spiritual gifts, especially the gifts of proclaiming God's message. Those who speak in strange tongues do not speak to others but to God, because no one understands them. They are speaking secret truths by the power of the Spirit. But those who proclaim God's message speak to people and give them help, encouragement, and comfort. Those who speak in strange tongues help only themselves, but those who proclaim God's message help the whole church. I would like for all of you to speak in strange tongues, but I would rather that you had the gift of proclaiming God's message. For the person who proclaims God's message is of greater value than the one who speaks in strange tongues, unless there is someone present who can explain what is said, so that the whole church may be helped. So when I come to you, my friends, what use will I be to you if I speak in a strange tongue? Not a bit, unless I bring you some revelation from God, or some knowledge, or some inspired message, or some teaching. Take such lifeless musical instruments as the flute or the harp. How will anyone know the tune that is being played unless the notes are sounded distinctly? And if one who plays the bugle does not sound a clear call, who will prepare for battle? In the same way, how will anyone understand what you are talking about if your message given is strange tongues and not clear? Your words will vanish in the air. There are many different languages in the world, yet none of them is without meaning. But if I do not know the language being spoken, those who use it will be foreigners to me, and I will be a foreigner to them. Since you are eager to have the gifts of the Spirit, you must try above everything else to make greater use of those which help build up the church. The person who speaks in strange tongues must then pray for the gift to explain what is said. For if I pray in this way, my spirit prays indeed, but my mind has no part in it. What should I do then? I will pray with my spirit, but I will also pray with my mind. I will sing in my spirit, but I will sing also with my mind. When you give thanks to God in spirit only, how can ordinary people taking part in the meeting say amen to your prayer of thanksgiving? They have no way of knowing what you are saying. Even if your prayer of thanks to God is quite good, other people are not helped at all. I thank God that I speak in strange tongues much more than any of you. But in church worship, I would rather speak five words that can be understood in order to teach others than speak thousands of words in strange tongues. Do not be like children in your thinking, my friends. Be children so far as evil is concerned, but be grown up in your thinking. In the Scriptures, it is written, "By means of people speaking strange languages, I will speak to my people, says the Lord. I will speak through lips of foreigners, but even then my people will not listen to me." So then, the gift of speaking in strange tongues is proof for unbelievers, not for believers, while the gift of proclaiming God's message is proof for believers, not for unbelievers. If then the whole church meets together and everyone starts speaking in strange tongues, and if some ordinary people or unbelievers come in, won't they say that you are all crazy? But if everyone is proclaiming God's message, then some believers or ordinary people will come in, and they will be convinced of their sin by what they hear, and they will be judged by all they hear. Their secrets, thoughts will be brought into the open, and they will bow down and worship God, confessing, "Truly God is here among you." Today's key verse is 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 3, where Paul says, "Those who proclaim God's message speak to people and give them help, encouragement, and comfort." Let us pray. Lord God, I'm eager to have the gifts of the Spirit. Teach me how to use those gifts to build up your holy church. Guide my words and actions this day so that I may be a source of help, encouragement, and comfort to others. Amen. Well, tomorrow we'll be in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, beginning at verse 26. God bless you, and we will see you tomorrow.